Okay, and welcome to a special edition of the Veeam Community Podcast. My name is Rick Vanover. I'm your host here today, and I'm joined once again with one of the great dudes in the community, Travis Barlow. How you doing, Travis?
Doing great, Rick. Thanks, and thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, you got a good thing going on here, man. We're in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and Travis is one of the co-conspirators, the puppeteers of an outstanding event called the Atlantic Security Conference. And is this the 10th one?
This is the 7th.
I know we're getting close, but tell us a little bit about this event.
So it started just over 7 years ago. It's a good story how it did start. We wrote for Beer, me and a friend of mine. He said, you should really throw a conference here in Halifax. And I said, it's not going to work. He said, well, there's really nothing down here. There's not really any IT security conference around here. And I said, yeah, that's a great point. Additionally, I said, I have $2,500 training budget here, and I can't even afford to get that. That doesn't get me to Black Hat and back, yeah. Right? So I said, you know, that's not a bad idea. But I said, no, it won't work. And that was 3 beers in and 6.5 beers in. I had picked the date. I had picked the venue. I had picked the name for the conference, AltSecCon, Atlantic Security Conference, of course. And then we proceeded to get into the scotch. I poured myself into a car, got home. The next day, I'm at the office by 10 a.m. I wasn't at my best, to say the least. And I'm thinking, oh, my, hopefully he won't remember a thing. Anyway, he called me later on that day saying, man, I'm coming down. I can't wait for this new conference you're throwing. I'm like, oh, now I got to do it. So the challenge with that is starting a new conference at that time. This is back, 2008. Yeah. There's none of the sponsors, the vendors that really know Atlantic Canada that well. Mm-hmm. The local security market is 5 years behind, even Toronto, which we all know is 10 years behind the U.S. pretty well. That's sure. Regulatory driven. So I went out and I secured a line of credit, unbeknownst to my wife, and $40,000 line of credit to kick this off. And not knowing, I never even held a party, let alone a conference. Not a good party, anyway. Anyway, so I went to the World Trade Convention Center, where we are now, and they needed a big deposit because they didn't know me, and I convinced them, no, you don't need a deposit, I'm trustworthy. And I went to the audiovisual guys, and wow. They wanted a big deposit. No, we're going to pull this off, don't worry. And I went to the caterers, no, it's all good, and the after-party venue. And so this all was going along tickety-boo, and then about 3 or 4 weeks before conference date, I realized, hang on, now I'm going to be $40,000 in the hole because I don't have a sponsor, right? Yeah. And we only have like 40 people registered. Nice. So I hustled a bit. And we came up with $15,000 in the black the first year. We created a nonprofit with two mandates. And the first mandate is to throw a yearly security conference in Halifax, Nova Scotia, bring great speakers together to share their knowledge. And we've pulled some great ones, as you know, Rick, over the years. This year, Dr. Jessica Barker out of the UK, phenomenal speaker, very smart young lady. Anyhow, hustled. We came out, we created a nonprofit again. First mandate was yearly conference that everybody can attend.
Yeah.
So every year, of course, we have a few people that, you know, they're down on the luck and so forth. We find a way to get them here.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice. Whether they're students volunteering or they're gonna help us with the website, or they're gonna do something, we get everybody here. It's nice. $165 for two days.
That's a great price.
I think so.
Almost free.
Well, I think so. And it's easy because we're a nonprofit. We just gotta cover our costs.
Yeah. Right?
But we don't turn anyone away. That's the point.
And as a sponsor, it's very reasonable as well, I'll say, on that perspective.
Thank you, and thank you for your continued support on Veeam.
No problem.
Really appreciate it. You're a big advocate for us with Veeam, and I recognize that. Thank you. So that's the first mandate, and we've been growing year after year. First year, we had 52. This year, we're just shy of 600 people.
Wow.
And we're drawing people. We have a gentleman here from Tennessee. The guy was just talking to me when you came and grabbed me for this. It was from Baltimore.
Nice.
I mean, we're pulling people from all over.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. The second mandate is any money that's left over in the kitty at the end of the event, once we clue everything up. And as you can tell by the size of our operation, we're dealing with quite a bit of operational financing to get this done. The budget's quite large to do it right.
Right.
And every year we add more and more. But whatever's left over is always some. We use that for other security awareness and educational events within Atlantic Canada. So we're a big supporter of all the B-sides within Atlantic Canada.
Yeah.
This year we're looking at merging, moving off and actually supporting more initiatives by Digital Nova Scotia and so forth around security education for kids in school and so forth. So we're going to be doing more of that.
Nice.
And it's been going well. But that's the mandate. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think, even though we say we're a nonprofit, they don't realize what we do with that money.
Well, that's a really big deal, because when you think about, all I do is go to events. I see events of all different types, sizes, ecosystems with partners and the like. I see everything going on, right? So there's nothing I haven't seen. But categorically, this is really outstanding. You know, yes, the nonprofit bit, but it's one of the best emerging, organic, unaligned. I mean, it's not steered by any vendor.
Right? No, not at
all. And it's really hard to get good momentum on those, right? I mean, I know you work, you've got a professional role, kind of a key sponsor, but it's one of those things that you don't really look too closely of like, oh, well, we're not a partner with them. They can't sponsor. They can't attend. That stuff doesn't happen here.
No, we're vendor agnostic.
Love
and,
it.
You know, we love our vendors. We support them where we can, and we love their support.
Yeah.
But we, in regards to the conference, it's a fine balance because you don't want your attendees to feel like they're being sold to all the time. Mm-hmm. They have to see the value of the speaker, so they just don't want vendors up there doing their presentations. They want to bid everything. They want to be don't want to be sold to. On the other hand, you got to keep your sponsors and your vendors happy. Yeah. You got to drive enough people to them. Now, we've maintained the balance. We've been doing quite well, I believe, and that's shown in our attendance, how it's rising, and we're drawing people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've been ranked, I don't know, this is the third year ranked as one of the top 50 conferences in the world.
That's awesome.
Which I'm thankful for. It's amazing. And the compliments we got yesterday from Liam Randall,
mm-hmm.
He came up to me at the dinner, and he said, this is one of the best organized conferences I've ever been to in my life. And you know the key to that is, I'll tell you, it might look well organized. We're trying, but... Yeah. Whenever there's a problem, you just deal with it, and you roll with it. So we're pretty good at that, and we're getting better.
Now, that's tough because, you know, you talk about dealing with problems. They come up, you know, everything from, you know, facility problems to schedule problems. I've got a role as well. But, you know, you're a practicing security consultant as well, right?
I am. I'm actually a partner at Goal Secure. I lead our advanced threat and mitigation services.
Yeah, so you know your stuff as well. I mean, no one on your board is an event planner, put it that way.
No, they're right? all practitioners. And two of them work for me now. I brought them on, hired them recently, just Steve Quinn this week.
Like Steve, good guy.
Great guy.
Saw him this morning. So.
But we've actually brought in, as of last year, we brought in an event management company
to
offload some of the load off our guys, me and the rest of the guys. Mm-hmm. And those guys work tirelessly, and they don't get paid for it. And we all have families, so what we do there is, of course, we stay at the hotel and we drink during the event. That's how we deal with our stresses, right?
Well, but, we're recording this podcast with a beer. I'll admit that. So
yes,
good.
That's the only way to do it.
Now, you know, security, and you know, just so why do I take such an interest in this in my role at Veeam is like I look at the long-term historical definition of information security, and it's what. Maintaining confidentiality, integrity, and availability.
Correct.
Data systems, et cetera. And that's where that adjacency with what we do at Veeam, that's why I've always had a good interest in this event. And I've got a lot of mileage out of talking about ransomware. And my talk here today was about, in my 7 years at Veeam, I've talked to security professionals at different levels as part of my role. Mm-hmm. And all their tough questions was really the fuel for my presentation about not letting your backups be the back door to your security policy, you know, because a lot of times people put a lot of controls on production, but they don't put as many controls over there.
Correct.
But if you had to offer, you know, just a couple random tips or even just one good tip, you know, that rides off the theme of this week for the listeners, you know, what would you share security-wise as a good key takeaway for people today?
I was down at RSA again this year, down in San Francisco in March, and... You know, it's I've been at this. That's my 20th year in the industry.
Wow.
So I'm really dating myself a bit.
Well, you're about as old as me, so hey
there
now.
There you go. You're better looking, though. We'll go with
hey
that.
Now.
Hey now. You're losing weight faster than I am, brother.
There you go. So, that helps.
You know, the biggest thing I've seen and I keep seeing is that there's a lot of money being thrown into the market. There's a lot of new tools coming out. The innovation behind a lot of these are not what I'd like to see. I'm not seeing the level of innovation I'd like. So I'm very cautious. We're at a point right now where I actually believe the industry has influenced the C-level and the purchasers, and it's a bad influence at times. Now, I'm part of this industry, so I try to do it right, but I'm trying to change the industry, and I talk to all my vendors here. When I see there's a problem, I try to explain to them they got to, you know, stop. I'm not a big fan of magic quadrants. You know who makes those. I don't believe this is the way to go. So my biggest thing, my biggest bit of advice, I guess, I could give anybody listening is that if you're going to invest in different solutions, okay, by the way, I love Veeam technology, great
that.
Software.
Appreciate
right? But
that.
If you're going to invest in these boxes with blinky lights, security solutions sort of deal, understand that they're only going to take you so far, okay? And don't believe what all the vendors tell you all the time. Question it. Don't be afraid to question it. Don't be pressured. Security at the end of the day is sweat, blood, and tears.
Oh, there you go.
This is what it is, sweat, blood, and tears, I'm telling you. And it's to do it right. Mm-hmm. And we live this, my team, the Hunt team, our Advanced Adversary Services, we live this every day, and it's up and down like a yo-yo, and security is not easy. It's never going to be easy, and when somebody promises they can make it easy, my recommendation is you buy, let them buy all the scotch for you they want, and then you run away and don't sign.
There you go.
Right.
Well, and the other thing I'd add to it is you're never done. There is no set and forget.
There's no set and forget.
You know, this is a I'm looking for the right official word, like a fiduciary responsibility that has to be central to everything you do. And just a shameless plug on my side, you know, on the ransomware side where Veeam can help, once a quarter I'm going to be writing a paper, and I just had the first one go out about some practical designs in regards to keeping your backup infrastructure resilient from ransomware. And there's a lot of different ways to do it, and I know that this is not something I'm ever going to be done with, so I'm going to do it again next quarter and the quarter after that, because this is a moving target. And to your innovation comment, I'd actually say that the threatscape is innovating quicker.
They always have been. I mean, if somebody's coming up with something new to attack you, then you have to see it. The industry has to see it before we can come up with a defense, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'll say, the focus on machine learning within InfoSec, it's scary. And the reason I think it's scary right now, we're doing a lot of machine learning ourselves, but a lot of people are saying machine learning,
mm-hmm.
and it's more of a marketing pitch. Okay,
it's a buzzword.
It's
a
buzzword.
A way,
yeah. I'm tired. I'm tired of big data. I'm tired of machine learning. I'm tired of hearing it in a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Here are my problems. I'm getting compromised. If I'm a client, I'm getting compromised. I don't even know I'm compromised. How do I deal with this? How do I detect those threats? And, you know, we're at a point right now where, again, you said the attackers are innovating faster. They are. And there are ways to catch them when they innovate, but they're not easy.
Right.
It's effort, and it's an evolution. And you gotta put the time and effort into it, plain and simple.
Yeah, and my practical tip on the other side of that to the listeners is, you know, I'll admit it. I live in a boring part of the data center with backup, but I love that. I love that challenge. I love having that conversation to encourage people to innovate. But really treat it as if it's in scope of everything else, right? It gets the attention that is needed. And any application you care about really should have that. And then anything it talks to, and that's when you start following the data, and that's when the scope gets big. So, you know, just put those blood, sweat, and tears in there. Maybe more sweat, a little bit of blood, and you can save the tears, eh?
We hope.
Yeah, that's the goal. So, you know, next year, you know, I'm sure you got the commitment, you know, to go once a year. Anything that, you know, people that are listening when they're thinking about, you know, their trainings, you know, programs that they might want to look at, what kind of things, what might we see next year?
So this year was our first year at attempting training.
Yeah.
Okay. We take a cautious approach because this is a region where we haven't been pulling a lot of people away. Training initiatives by other organizations have kind of fallen flat here.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we brought in Mateus Katz. He done pen testing 101. And we got Liam Randall doing some Bro IDS work. Okay. It's just one day. And again, true to our nature, it was $50 for the whole day and it included your lunch and coffee.
Nice.
Okay. So now that we oversold. We didn't oversell, sorry, I'm not near a line.
Well, you capped it.
We capped it at 50. Yeah. We sold out, we turned down 40 people.
Nice.
Okay. Next year, what we're doing, we're going to do a full day of red team training, a full day of blue team training, and then the last day is going to be head-to-head competitions.
Oh, what's red and blue? Well, those are the two different
defenders
teams,
defenders, right? And attackers. Very simple.
Oh, love it.
Okay, and I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to throw a bit in there I can't really talk about right now, but there's going to be some interesting add-ons to that, but the cost is going to be really low. It's going to probably be $50 a day just to cover the cost of the food and everything else.
I got to extend my trip.
So $150, man. Plan for that. I can tell you that we're going to bring in some of the best trainers we can find, as we always tend to do, and it's going to be fun.
That is compelling. That is an outstanding teaser. And back here, are we going to go to the new place, or what do you think?
Well, we're hoping we're going to be in a new conference center. Obviously, this year, you've seen that we've expanded and owned the whole conference
center.
We're
almost filling up this conference center.
Well, we have 600 people here this year. 52 to 600? That's not bad.
No, you're doing something right, brother. That's for sure.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that. We can't quite figure out what that recipe is, but as long as it's the good recipe and the chicken tastes good, we're going to keep doing it.
There we go.
You know?
Well, hey, guys, and Travis, thanks for your time. Big cheers to the
Thank you very much, my friend.
2017 event, and you know, you can find Travis on Twitter at Travis_R_Barlow. Yeah, and I'll put that in the podcast notes and make some noise on the Twitters with this guy. And you can find more at atlseccon.com, and
Correct.
That's where this this event page is at. And it's got a pretty awesome logo with the what's the story of the logo, if you don't mind telling me that?
Nick, one of the directors, Nicky G, we call him.
Yeah,
I tell you, that guy, I don't know how he comes up with it, but he just
that works.
A logo, and he just came up with it, and there it is. And you know what? He's a creative genius.
Yeah.
And he's the guy behind the website. We got a new website this year.
Yeah.
We put a new website up. Three of the vendors complained, oh, we don't like that. And so he said, oh, okay. And he made it even better.
There you go.
And I didn't really care. They said they didn't like it. I mean, I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Better than what we had before. And but we like the feedback, and we take feedback, and so we made it better. And the website we got now, I'm pretty darn happy with.
Nice. Yeah. And you know, for the listeners, Halifax, Nova Scotia, it's a real special part of North America, the world for that matter. And I've enjoyed my trip up here, the Veeam team as well. And thanks again, Travis, and best of luck for the future events.
Thank you so much, Rick.